The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
All right, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. And as you just heard from John DeMartini, we are ready to rock and roll today. Are you ready to step into the abundance in your life? Are you ready to take a look at what's going on and say, yep, that's for me? Do you have what it takes to take your wealth, to take your health, to take who you are to the next level of life? Well, my show today with my absolutely phenomenal guest, Lee Brower, is going to rock your socks. One of the things that I know about what I do and what I love is that I could never hear the messages, the information, the education enough. I learn something every time I get on the air. And I want to welcome all of you to the Dr. Pat Show. I am your host, Dr. Pat Basile, and my guest today is Lee Brower. He has carved a path of knowing how to help people, of being the person that people go to when they look at their life, when they look at their legacy, when they look at their world, and they say, I want this to continue. He is the founder and CEO of LeeBrower.com, an internationally recognized educational and philanthropical organization teaching all of us about the Brower Quadrant, which you're going to hear today. He was chosen to be one of the featured teachers in the best-selling movie, The Book, The Secret, is known for his story about the gratitude rock. I love that. And with over 30 years' experience, he comes to us today to open up the door so that each and every one of us says, yes, amen, aha, bring it on. Lee, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Yes, amen, and bring it on. Glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you here. This is such an amazing time we live in, and yet at the same time, Lee, it is some of the most challenging times for people. And I wanted to ask you a question that I ask everyone. And I just gave a very, very brief description of what you're doing, what you've accomplished, and how you come to the table to help people. But given all of that, given who you are, what are some of the obstacles, what are some of the challenges that you've had to overcome, you personally, to bring you to this very moment?
Wow, thank you for that. You caught me off guard, but the answer that comes to me instantly is I had to let go. And when I really look at my career and my learning, and coming to the knowledge or coming to the learning that there is a law out there that says always make your learning greater than the experience. And if you do, then that experience is an asset and you can bank it. And so part of growing, I think, is the ability to let go. I continued to grow in my business the traditional way, had success, but could see something out there that was much bigger for me, that was much bigger in terms of my potential and my influence. But to reach that, I had to let go of the security blanket that I had hold of. And that decision was a tough decision. And what I found also, Dr. Pat, is that you don't do it just once. It's like the horizon. You see this horizon and you're moving towards it and you let go of some of your old habits and your old, you know, thought patterns, and you open up and release and surrender. And as you move towards that horizon, guess what? Does the horizon stay there? No, it continues to move as well.
I'm telling you, it's what you're talking about is so important, because we think, let's make the move, let's get there. And when we get there, we're surprised that the place that we wanted to get is no longer the same.
Yes, yes. How many of you have made this statement, you know, if I can only make this amount of money, then that's all I need. I'm not motivated by money. I could make this money, I'd be perfectly happy and satisfied, that's all I need. And that's in our rearview mirror now. We passed that. You know what? If we didn't have that ability to move the horizon, that mental construct, I mean, the horizon is nothing more than a mental construct. And if we didn't have that ability to move the horizon, then we would be a terribly depressed society. And it's one of the blessings that we have is our mind won't let us just take on a horizon and go forward. I mean, like, look at the astronauts that got to the moon. I think most of them suffered a little bit from depression when they came back, or a lot, because, you know, their horizon, they had reached it. They didn't know where is the next horizon. And it's one of the blessings we have in life is that we move towards that horizon, it moves out there even further.
Well, Lee, I'm so thrilled to have you on the show today. You've been called one of the change agents of our time. And when I look at that and I understand, or at least get in touch with what we're talking about when we say change agent, the question would be, how and why do we as a society and individuals today, why is it that we have such a disconnect with change living in a world that is so dynamic?
Well, you know, in order for anything worthwhile to be accomplished, it requires that we leave our comfort zone. And that is something that's very difficult for people to do, is to move their comfort zone. And as a result of it, you know, one of the cornerstone principles that I've learned, and I've learned it in a very difficult way, is how we use goals in our lives. And sometimes goals can become paralyzing rather than motivating. And I can tell you a quick story. I don't know if most of your listeners might know who Coach John Wooden is. And Coach John Wooden won 10 national championships for UCLA. He's 97 years old, or be 97 years old this fall. And he's one of my great mentors, and those in the sporting business, I mean, this is a man that walks his talk. You know, I think there's a lot of people out there. I call him, you know, they're all hat and no cattle. Coach John Wood is all hat and all cattle.
Mm.
And he was sharing with me at one time that when he went into seventh grade, his dad gave him a list of seven things that he should live his life by. And he said he's tried to live his life with those all along. And one of them was to sup from good books daily, especially the Bible, is what he said. And he says, you know, Lee, I said, well, Coach, and I was 90 years old at the time. I said, do you do that? Do you read every single day from the Bible? And he said, you know, Lee, I may have missed, but I try to. And I said, okay, I'm going to try and do that. So I started out trying. And as I moved through it, like most people, you set a goal, and I set a goal to read so many pages a day. And then I continued for many days, and then all of a sudden I missed a day. And so what do you do when you miss a day? You double it up. So I doubled it up, and then I went on, and I missed 3 days, and I tripled it up. And then all of a sudden I dropped out of it. And what do most people do? They go back and say, well, I'm going to start over again, but I'm going to wait because I've got these things happening. I'm going to start when I get a really good start. So I saw him again, and I said, Coach, okay. I said, I didn't do very well. And he said, well, I'll give you a clue, Lee. He said, just get in motion. I says, what do you mean by just get in motion? Just do one, read one word a day. One word a day. Now, that was 10 years ago. And I have read every single day. Do you think I've read just one word?
I don't think so.
No, you can't.
No.
It's getting, I call it the Pringle effect. Have you ever, you know, these Pringles that come in cans?
Oh, forget it.
Yeah, you can't open it up and eat. I dare you, Dr. Pat. Open it up and eat one.
I know better than to even enter that bet with you. Forget it.
You're in motion. That's why. See, once an object's in motion, it tends to stay in motion. So how can we move or progress? We find that smallest little element that'll get us in motion towards our vision. And once we're in motion towards our vision, then marvelous things can happen.
Well, the motion is the key. We do a lot these days of the brain keeps going. You know, we're thinking, not sure what we're thinking about, but we got a lot of energy going on up there. And yet, this is the year, as my listeners have heard me say, Lee, this is the year for action. And not that last year wasn't a year for action, or that next year won't be a year for action, but this is a call to action. You know, movies like The Secret are out there, and people are getting a new and revitalized energy around their lives. And so if this is the year of action, what do we say, what do we tap into, Lee, to have people know that they can achieve what they want to in this lifetime?
Well, I break, you know, when I look at things, I call them my Pringles, you know, what's going to give me emotion? You know, if I just relate it back to the metaphorical Pringle that we just talked about, but what are those Pringles, those activators that put you into motion? And I believe that everything positive, everything good, everything, you know, in the investment world, which is the world that I've lived in for 30-some-odd years, the business world, and having owned several businesses and continued on several businesses and consult with businesses worldwide, one of the things that I've learned is that the positive growth, the soil from which we can plant the most fruitful crops, comes from the soil of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And everything starts there. When you start to, in the investment world, when you use the word appreciation, what comes to mind? You think of value increasing, an increased value. When something appreciates, your portfolio appreciates, you have increased value. Well, if I want to raise the value of everything around me, my friends, relationships, possessions, Mother Nature, then what I need to do is develop the habit of gratitude, this attitude of gratitude that will allow those aspects, those things that are, you know, in my life to appreciate. And you do that through gratitude, and they appreciate and value. Now, coming from that rich soil, your thoughts then can enter into the most positive area. So now your thoughts become positive thoughts, and these are the, you know, proactive intent, you know, with intention. And that's like the seed. And the seed then is, you know, I mean, that's, and it can be a good seed if it's coming from fertile soil and you got a place to plant it. Then I think the next thing is vision. That's like looking at the packet of seeds. If I constantly look at that packet of seeds, if it's an apple tree, I'm looking at the apple. I'm able to see it and be able to move it. And then I've got to get the seed into the ground, and that's the least amount of motion, get the seed into the ground. And then you've got to go through the process of nourishing it and taking care of it and then capturing what's worked and then ultimately watching that grow. And then your horizon moves again, and now what? You start thinking not in terms of a tree with these beautiful apples. You start thinking in terms of an orchard. So I think that everything begins with gratitude.
And Lee, I love what you talk about when you talk about gratitude. I mean, you really break this down and really make the significance of gratitude into language that translates gratitude equals the next level of your life. And that has been a missing link for so many people.
Well, I think it goes back to what we talked about earlier, and that is, you know, Dan Sullivan, who's been a coach of mine for a long time and who I happen to work with, who has a company called Strategic Coach, you know, calls one of his laws, and that is that, you know, always, when I mentioned it earlier, always make your learning greater than the experience. And in our business, we develop and have developed for families for years a concept we call the family bank. And, you know, what we actually call the quadrant bank, because it's built upon our cornerstone quadrant system. But the quadrant bank is where families can bank assets for the deposit and withdrawal, not only of financial assets, but other assets as well. And one of the great things that's missing is how do you deposit your experiences and make them available for your, not only yourself, but for future generations to draw on those experiences. And so if you always make your experience, if you always make your learning greater than your experience, then that experience, no matter how horrible it may seem at the moment, is always an asset to you. And that comes out of gratitude, because I'm grateful for this experience and what it has taught me and what it has made me.
Well, Lee Brower is in the house, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We have got so much to talk about. When we come back, we're going to be talking about mastering your family's finances. We're going to talk about the quadrant bank. We're going to talk about those experiences and pinpoint how you can shift, how you can create the legacy of your life, passing the secrets on and making sure that this is embedded in every cell of your family, of your history's well-being. We'll take a short break with the Dr. Pat Show, and we'll be right back. My guest, Lee Brower. Stay tuned, everyone.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Can a credit card be used for positive change? The folks at Enlightenment Card think so. While other credit cards channel their monies to faceless corporations, the Enlightenment Card has established over 1,100 socially conscious reward partners. Whether your points are redeemed to support a charity, to further your own growth in a workshop, retreat, or yoga class, or to use them to buy organic products, now you can rest assured knowing your monies and reward points are going to support those companies who are working to make a difference. Will this save the world? Probably not. But it will send a message to corporate America that there are people who are paying attention to how money is being used. Join their community at enlightenmentcard.com. Again, that's enlightenmentcard.com. Enlightenmentcard.com.
Let go of past trauma, fears, and negative beliefs. Attract exactly what you want in life and release the energetic blocks and imbalances which are keeping you from living the life of your dreams. Internationally known master clairvoyant and intuitive guide Kerry O'Connor has the unique ability to read your energy field and, just like a tuning fork, raise your vibrational level so that you can attract what you truly desire in life. Visit KerryO'Connor.com for more information and for interview dates on the Dr. Pat Show. That's KerryO'Connor.com. What does it take to feel young again? To be filled with vitality, to wake up feeling clear and refreshed, to live without allergies. More and more Americans are wondering if it's even possible. Founder of the Life Force Center in Los Angeles, Dr. Jeffrey McCombs, has been researching, developing, and refining a unique system that doctors and patients from around the world are saying offers them all of this and more. Visit LifeForcePlan.com or call 1-888-236-7780.
Take control of your health and wellness with the natural and modern way. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. BioSolutions is the most effective Rife instrument we've experienced. Customer satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat Basile of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm pleased to invite you to the Wisdom Festival Conference and Exposition being held September 15th and 16th on the San Francisco waterfront at Fort Mason Center's Herbst Pavilion. The Wisdom Festival brings together cutting-edge speakers and lecturers, so join us as we explore the wide variety of modern and ancient wisdom teachings. Go to wisdomfestival.com or call 800-367-5777 for more information.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I am here with Lee Brower. I'm telling you, this is the change agent of our time. He is talking with us today, one of the teachers in the movie The Secret. He's talking with us today about family, about legacy, about the Brower Quadrant, about how we can take our lives to that next horizon and be prepared when that horizon then changes. Lee, it is such an honor to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's my privilege and my thrill. It's an honor for me as well. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Oh, I love how you are out there and clarifying, cutting a path. You know, there's a fabulous book called The Diamond Cutter, and I love how you are out there shaping and crystallizing and making these teachings so clear for people, because I know for myself this has been the whole law of attraction, the laws of prosperity, all of the different laws, for me have been challenging. How does all of this translate to the work that you do to bringing this in the family realm?
Well, perhaps a little background might be helpful. I fell in love with the estate planning business clear back in the 1970s out of college. I would go to probate court, believe it or not, how boring that sounds, but it was intriguing to me, the transfer of financial wealth from one generation to the next. And I became intellectually caught up in the structure and the methods and the ways in which families could move their wealth from one generation to the next generation with the least amount of tax, with the least amount of erosion of the financial assets. And there's a whole cadre within this cottage industry of estate planning that I believe gets caught up in that intellectual exercise. And at one point, as I started to learn about statistics, not just in the United States but worldwide, that family wealth rarely makes it beyond the second, third, and especially to the fourth generation. I think statistics are as high as 99% of all family wealth never makes it into that fourth generation. A good example of that is Commodore Cornelius Vanderbilt, who died, I think, around 1887, somewhere in that neighborhood. At the time, he was the wealthiest man on the planet. He was the Bill Gates of his day.
Uh-huh.
And in 1973... at Vanderbilt University, over 120 Vanderbilt families in attendance at which, and this is significant, at the very first family retreat that they had held since his death, according to their own records, 120 Vanderbilt families in attendance and not one millionaire amongst the bunch.
That had to be a shock.
I thought, wow, what happened? Certainly they could afford the very best advisors in the entire world. So was it the advisor situation? And so I began asking myself, what is my stewardship to my personal wealth? And when does it end? Does it end when I die? Or do I have some sort of a continuing legacy or responsibility to that as it moves on? And that question is what motivated me and prompted me to continue this quest into how do you really move on? And I guess probably the simplest metaphor that might bring it to head is, as everybody knows, I believe most everybody, most of your listeners certainly, would know who Tiger Woods is. We read about him, every day. And so for the golfers out there, or those that would aspire to be golfers, if I were to ask you the question, which would you rather have, Tiger Woods clubs and trophies or Tiger Woods swing? And I think most of you would say, I would take the swing.
I'd take the swing.
Absolutely. But isn't it interesting that the estate planning business is focused 100% on how do we transfer and split up and divide up the trophies and the clubs, and has very little to do with how do we move that swing, that knowledge, that wisdom, and all of the other things attendant to that into future generations.
Well, what I hear you saying, Lee, and this is a very good lesson, I think, for all of us in what we do and what we share, is how do we pass on all of the building blocks that built that fortune to begin with? How do we move that on? How do we move the lessons? How do we move what we've learned? How do we move the family connection? How do we move all of the what we've learned from other people joining in community? How do we move that forward? Have we lost sight of this, Lee, or are we just at a too fast pace of a society? I mean, what is happening where we haven't stopped to think that, okay, we're just simply moving the trophies along?
I think it's a combination of a number of things and all coming together at one time. And we live in a society where we've had more financial wealth than any other, to the best of my knowledge, any other civilization that's lived before us. And as a result of that, it creates different challenges. And you have a generation of people, the great generation, if you will, that worked very, very hard. Many of them came out of the Depression. And they have a sincere desire to be able to help their children and their children. And I was sitting next to a man on an airplane one time right after. I was coming home actually from my grandmother's funeral, and I was amazed at how much I did not know about my grandmother. And that was very troubling to me because I thought, she didn't have much in the way of financial assets to pass on, and yet I missed the boat with with all of the wisdom that she had had. And I was contemplating this, and this gentleman next to me said, what do you do? And I said, well, I consult and work with families and businesses on how to, you know, move them into successive generations. And he says, oh, you do estate planning. And I said, well, that's part of it. And he says, well, I've done all that. I said, well, congratulations. What's, you know, what have you done? He says, well, I've got trust set up for my children and my grandchildren. And, you know, I said, well, and what does that do for them? And they said, well, their education's taken care of. He says their first home is taken care of. They got all these more things. And so I'm not proud of what I said next, although it worked out nicely. It might sound a little caustic, but I looked at him and I said, so you've stolen from them.
Ah.
And he said, pardon? And I said, you've stolen from them. I said, well, he says, well, no, you misunderstood me. He said, I've given them these trusts with all this money in it for their education and their kids and their house. And I said, yeah, imagine if somebody would have taken from you the opportunity to be able to help your own children. You've stolen from not only your grandkids, but your children as well. And imagine if you didn't have the opportunity to own your own education and to be a part of that, at least be a part of that, and to take ownership in it. And we actually ended up having a nice dialogue as we dialogued through that. And he actually got teary-eyed and said, I don't know of any other solution. He says, this is what my attorneys have shown me to do. This is what they say. And I said, they're motivated purely and only by the tax aspect of it. They're not motivated by how do you move the swing into future generations. They're only trying to teach you how you can assuage your conscience by dividing up your clubs in the right way so that they get out there to all these kids and you feel like you've done something. And so we had a marvelous conversation about that. And I think incidents like this have created this banking concept that we have where you can make not only deposits of financial assets, but how do you deposit your other assets for the benefit of your family to withdraw on? It's something that's been a part of our life and something that I think is very exciting and outside the box, really.
It is outside the box, and it's so important. I have a very dear friend of mine right now, Lee, who is doing what you've talked about. Of course, they have the financial aspect of what they're doing, well thought out, and what she's doing is she's connecting all the dots, understanding the family, how the wealth had been developed, what it is that made that so important, how important is it for them to honor the sacred land. I mean, there are so many things to find out, and I love what you said about your grandmother because I found myself in the same boat a couple years ago and realized that I have an uncle that's about 90 years old that sat down and was able to share, you know, information about my family. But this goes beyond that. We're going to take a short break in a minute, Lee. And the conversation we're having is about stepping into the world and stopping for a minute, understanding the richness, not just in the cha-ching that we have or the bling, but the richness in what we can share and what we can bring forward. And that's what I love about what you're saying. It goes beyond, you know, that money that we can crinkle up and put in our wallets. It's a bigger conversation, isn't it, Lee?
Oh, absolutely. I think it centers in on what are those assets that you possess that you wouldn't trade for money.
I love that question. Boy, we're going to talk about that. What are some of these assets that you have? What are some of these things that are so important? Maybe some things you kind of overlook, you move beyond. Are you grateful for them? Lee Brower, my guest today, one of the teachers in The Secret, he is well known as the Gratitude Rock guy, and we're going to hear more about what that is. You know what? Gratitude doesn't cost a thing. When we come back, we'll talk more about that. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. If you want to find out more about Lee, check out his website, www.leebrower.com. Lots of information there about who he is, about the work he's doing, and about how he can help you pass on your legacy in a way that you can't even imagine. We're going to take a short break now. And Lee Brower, when we come back, we're going to be talking about all of this and more on the Dr. Pat Show. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. My website, www.thedrpatshow.com. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
Put me down upon my knees. Oh, I beg and please.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again?
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
Give your kids a gift. The Angel Healing Meditation from Positive Central.
Well, it helps me get to sleep faster. It also kind of soothes me when I'm trying to relax.
I like how you get to create your own special angel and how your angel has the power to transform things.
Learn how your children can enjoy the Angel Healing Meditation at PositiveCentral.com.
It makes me feel like I had a relaxing sleep.
Order yours today at PositiveCentral.com.
Ready to put cancer behind you? Clarify your purpose in life after cancer. Learn new tools and take back your life. Rekindle your spirit and find support in peaceful Hawaii. Join the next retreat with Dr. Jean Achterberg at Kokolulu's Cancer After Care Retreat Center on the island of Hawaii, July 15th through the 27th. Space is limited, so call now 1-808-889-9893 or visit cancer-retreats.org. Aloha.
Find out what's baffling the medical community. Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn how a 76-year-old woman managed to look 25 years younger by drinking Ashitaba Green, the multifunctional organic whole plant food. What is Ashitaba Green? Why is it so widely used in Japan? How has it changed the lives of others? Meet organic Ashitaba grower Linda Hayano and find out how. Visit ashitabagreen.com or ashitababeauty.com.
The Empowerment Partnership, empowering the lives of thousands of people around the world just like you. Their mission is to empower you with an understanding of what makes you and others tick, and to teach you the tools and techniques that will unlock your hidden gifts. The Empowerment Partnership, whatever you think you are, you're more than that. To learn more, call 1-800-800-MIND or go to NLP.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show to receive a special discount.
Cancer and stroke are now the greatest threats to life. But there's no need to suffer the side effects of pharmaceuticals or harmful treatments. Whether a patient does or does not wish to use traditional methods, there is a totally non-toxic alternative product, PolyMVA. PolyMVA has been effective with both stroke and cancer for over 10 years. To find out more, call 866-991-9942 or visit polymva.com.
Contrary to popular belief, having a baby is not always a happy, glowing experience. Many women develop a variety of mood problems, most often depression. Thankfully, there are many options available to heal or prevent this debilitating condition. Dr. Shoshana Bennett is shining a light on postpartum depression right here on the Dr. Pat Show. So tune in and find out how to help someone you love. For more information about postpartum depression, visit postpartumdepressionhelp.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Lee Brower in the house today. 30 years experience. He helps us through the Brower Quadrant system to guide us to successfully protecting, empowering, and honoring our true wealth. It's not just about money and property, and he's going to tell us about the four quadrants today and about what it means to live life deliberately. If you want to find out more about Lee, go to his website, www.leebrower.com. Lots of information. You'll see a free story there, the Gratitude Rock, and much more. And check it out. These are lessons that will last you your lifetime and beyond. Lee, again, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Living life deliberately. That is, you and I were talking during the break. I love that term, but boy, it is loaded. And many of us are not exactly sure of what that means and how to do it. And you have developed a phenomenal way to talk about this in the quadrant system. So I'd love for you to share your how should I say it, your teachings, your gift with our listeners today.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, you know, the there's so many great concepts, so many great ideas out there. I relate them to like fruit, and they come at us constantly. We're so aware. I mean, the wonderful fruit we get from your show, Dr. Pat, I mean, the amazing work that you are doing is just incredible. I don't think you'll ever realize the influence that you have. And then the ripples that create ripples that create ripples. And so as many people are out there now and they're exposed to more information, they're exposed to more wisdom, they're exposed to more opportunities and experiences than they've ever had before. And what I believe that the Broward Quadrant offers is a fruit basket that can capture all of this different fruit, compartmentalize it so that they bank it and have it available to them for use as they need to use it, you know, in their lifetime. And if they do it correctly, then it's available for future generations as well. It's preserved and it's available for the deposit and withdrawal of future generations as well. So when we really look at what we do, I would say what we do is we optimize assets. And when people first hear the word assets, what do they normally think of? When you hear the word assets, what do you think of normally? What do we think most people think of?
Well, you know, for me, when I think of that, I think of a collection of things.
Yes.
A collection of wealth items, a collection of capital, a collection of how much am I worth.
Exactly. The things you find on your financial statement or
exactly.
Balance sheet.
The old balance sheet thing.
Right. Cash, real estate, homes, cars, IRAs, businesses.
Exactly.
Et cetera, things. And so those are our financial assets. But a good question that I ask following that, you know, identification of what do we think of when we hear assets is, do you possess assets that you consider of greater worth than your financial assets? And typically the response we get is, well, absolutely, our family, our health, our values. And, you know, we'd ask, do you trade your family for more money? And most of the time they say no. I can't say all the time they say no, but most of the time they say absolutely not. Would you trade your health for more money? Of course not. Values, of course not. Yet all we have to do is look around us, and every day many, many, many of us exchange our health for more financial. We exchange our values, unfortunately. You have to look in the newspaper and see how many people are exchanging their values. And if you ask them, would you trade your values for more money? Of course not. But then you look and they do it every day. What about their family? Absolutely. But you ask them, they say no. But yet we still value that more than money. But, you know, the definition of rationalization, my definition of rationalization, is to lower your standards down to your level of behavior. And we do that all the time.
Well, I think we are. We're so willing to compromise. And we don't even know it, Lee. This is the scary part for me. Tell me if I'm on track with this. Is that we are always looking at some level to take the shortcut. And I don't know if it's because we're in this rapid society, we're trying to keep up, but we're taking shortcuts now and we don't even realize that the shortcuts are compromises.
Well, the shortcuts usually end up being the long way around, don't
they? Boy, do I know that about my life.
Yeah, they sure do. We all do. I mean, we all learn from that. Well, so we have these assets that we consider to be of more value, which we call our core assets, which would be our health, our family, our values, our belief system, our heritage, our unique ability and talents, those things that are intrinsic to us. So we have our, if you're looking at a quadrant, in the lower left-hand quadrant would be your financial assets. In the northwest quadrant, the upper left-hand quadrant, would be your financial assets. In the northeast quadrant would be your experience assets. Now, we could talk literally for hours just on each one of these, but the experience assets are those assets that are extrinsic. In other words, we experience them in life, and they become valuable to us. Formal education, for example, is an experience that we can bank. What about networks, relationships, reputation? They're all experience-type assets that we can bank. What about our skills as opposed to our unique ability and talents, which are our core, what we're born with, skills we develop and retain? What about traditions? Traditions is one of the great ways to create systems that can perpetuate and go on. Those are all experience assets. And then down in the lower right-hand quadrant, we have contribution assets. Now, I'll talk about that in a minute, maybe, if we have time. But contribution assets are the glue. contribution asks another definition, addiction. Addiction is where you can't get enough of those things that you don't need.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can we become addicted to either to our possessions or the desire for our possessions? Can that become an addiction to us under that definition? Where we don't get enough of those things we don't need?
Well, I believe we can.
And I think the cure is the contribution assets, where you learn to be able to truly contribute, not just with financial, but you learn to contribute with your core assets, your time, your wisdom, your family, your involvement, your work. You involve your relationships under your experience assets and your networks. And when that becomes part of a driver, then and only then, can you overcome the addiction to your financial assets?
What you're saying is so importantly. I mean, when we come back from break, we'll talk about this more, because we so focus and we're so driven right now by, as I referred to it as the cha-ching earlier, the dollar signs and how to get to that next level of wealth. And part of the contribution we make and being whole as a person, honoring the dignity of the human spirit, so to speak, is so important, and yet at times it seems so radical.
Yes. Well, you know, everybody wants it faster, and, I think there's basically five categories of people. There's cruisers, and then there's strivers, and then there's thrivers, and then arrivers and divers. That's kind of the way I look at people in categories.
I love that.
And you've talked a lot on your show about thrivers. My definition of a thriver is one that's found the vehicle to drive. They know how to get out there and make it happen, but then they can replicate it.
And pass it on.
Replicate it into future generations as well.
Well, I love that definition, and if you don't mind, that would be definitely something that I would like to use. I want to remind everyone, I'm with Lee Brower today. You know him from the movie The Secret. And Lee, we're talking about the Brower Quadrant, the true wealth phenomenon. This is also a book that will soon be available. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, if you go to the website, you can actually pre-order it. And if you come in that website, within this week, we know where it came from, and then everybody will receive a huge discount if they come in after listening to the show. So,
well, get a hold of it, Lee Brower, and the book. If you go to the website, you'll be able to check out the book. I think this is much needed information for people, Lee. As you and I talked about earlier today, we're on the verge of something what I believe is consciously explosive. The movie The Secret was one aspect of getting a message out into the world that so many, millions and millions of people got a hold of, and some people look at it and continue to take the movie The Secret as the first step. Others thought it was at the be-all, see-all, be-all, and yet we know that all of this information that you and I pass forward today and the days to come are just a small part of the equation of learning. Isn't this true?
Absolutely. I do not believe that the law of attraction is the end-all, the be-all. I believe that the universe operates on a series of laws that work synergistically together. And if you capture the law of attraction and you tie that in with some of the other laws that the universe has provided us with, then you can get amazingly exponential results, that'll come very close to reaching your potential.
All right, that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. Exponential results. Are you ready for it? Can you handle it? Do you have what you need right now to take your life to the next level? Well, you're going to find this in Lee's book and then some. LeeBrower.com. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. You know what I'm saying here is this is an invitation for you, for me, for all of us, to take our lives to that horizon. And then when the horizon changes, know what to do next. When we come back, we're talking about exponential results with Lee Brower. Amazing show today. Step into it. Claim it for yourself. We'll be right back.
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
When the student is ready,
the teacher will appear. We're all students and teachers of life. At the College of Metaphysical Studies in Clearwater, Florida, we offer the largest curriculum in metaphysical and spiritual studies. Allow us to guide you on your path of self-discovery. Learn from the comfort of your home with our distance learning program or visit our Florida campus. To learn more, visit cms.edu or call 800-780-META.
MyBrothersKeeper.biz, an autism resource website that is reaching out every day to help families around the globe, providing guidance, motivation, and inspiration. Whether your connection to autism is through a child or student, join in on a journey into the wonderful world of autism. Autism affects about 1 out of 165 children, and awareness is lagging behind. So visit and help change the world, one child at a time, at MyBrothersKeeper.biz. And listen to the interviews on The Dr. Pat Show.
Essentia Water is one of the leading enhanced waters marketed throughout the country. Essentia Water provides many benefits with its high 9.5 pH alkalinity, its super hydrating properties, and its concentration of pure essential electrolytes. All coming together to produce a taste that's sweeter, silkier, and smoother than ordinary water. Find Essentia Water in health food stores and natural food sections of grocery stores. Essentia Water. Ask for it.
Genesis Today, a world leader in 100% pure therapeutic juices with absolutely nothing added except pure goodness. Genesis Today harnesses thousands of years of ancient healing wisdom for your benefit. We don't sell products. We offer complete nutritional building programs which encourage health on all levels. Genesis Today, combining age-old tradition medicines with modern-day science. Visit us today at genesistoday.com. That's genesistoday.com. Zenspiration Gardens are unlike any floral product you'll find on the market. Your personalized garden is prepared in a beautifully crafted keepsake box filled with plants, flowers, candles, and spiritual icons. Giving a Zenspiration Garden is the perfect way to express love, friendship, congratulations, or any other heartfelt message or inspiration. They ship nationwide, so contact Zenspiration Gardens at 619-972-1076 or zen-opolis.com.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. As I said before, I am like totally, seriously jazzed. Lee Brower in the house. We're talking about many things, but one of the things that we just talked about was living life deliberately. Now, when you're plugging into that, are you ready? Are you ready for exponential results? And what I mean by that is if you ever can imagine an equation, a formula that just keeps on building, that just keeps on growing, this is what the invitation is about from the show today, from Lee Brower and the work that he's doing. And it's not an anomaly. You must expect and be ready to accept exponential results. Lee, thank you for joining the show today. What a great show.
It is fun, isn't it? Thank you.
Well, you know, I gotta say, exponential results, this is not for the weary or the people that are the doubtful. This is truly about building a level of confidence that stands solid like the gratitude rock.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, we were talking at the break a little bit about Deming and some of his great teachings, and one of his laws that struck me just right between the eyes was the one that said, where he says that 94% of all failure is a result of the system. And when I heard that, my first thought was, the next time I go to blame somebody for something, I really only have a 6% chance of being right. So I thought, well, okay, I better start looking to the system for solutions. And how many of us have systems in our lives that are simple, that are elegant, that we can follow, that truly then will propel us towards that success? The gratitude rock, when you really think about it, the rock in the pocket. If I may just take a second, tell the listeners may not know the genesis of the gratitude rock. I was struggling with one of my children, and she was going through addictions. And if anybody's been through or been associated with somebody with an addiction, it's a tough thing, especially when they're really sincere about overcoming it. And she was getting ready to go into a treatment center, and she looked me in the eyes, and we've always called her Mariposa, which in Spanish is butterfly, since she was like 12. And she had tears in her eyes, and she said, "Dad, you know, I feel like I'm letting the family down." And she said, "I'm just so ashamed." And I said, "Sweetie, don't feel that way." I said, "As a result of going through this, are you going to be better off when you come out the other side?" And she said, "I believe I will be." And she said, "I said, by allowing me and other family members to go through this with you, will we be better off or worse for going through this experience?" And she said, "Well, I believe you'll be better." And I said, "Well, if you're going to be better and we're going to be better, let's get on with it." And so I looked at her and I said, "You know, you've been called butterfly." And I said, "You've known the loneliness of the cocoon. You've known the struggle of the caterpillar. And you're about ready to experience the flight of the butterfly." And a very poignant moment left her. I went to a place that we have in Newport Beach. I was walking the beach. And I looked down and I found this rock. It was sitting there staring at me. It was gray and it had this black imprint of a perfect butterfly on it.
Oh.
I picked it up, took it back. Emailed it to her, FedExed it to her. It'd be hard to email, that's the next thing. But I FedExed it to her with a note explaining and kind of recounting it, capturing the experience, which is a way, by the way, where you bank that experience as it has to be captured and shared. That's part of the process. But anyway, and then I went back out and I said, "You know what? I want to remember this moment of how grateful I am for my children, for my daughter, for my life. And I'm going to stop blaming others. I'm going to stop being a victim. I'm going to stop, you know, looking at people and other situations, and I'm going to start building systems. And the first system I'm going to start is I'm going to take a rock and put it in my pocket, and every time I touch it, when I put it in my pocket in the morning, I'm going to say, 'Thank you, God, for all the blessings in my life,' and I'm going to name them, I'm going to visualize them. And during the day, I'm going to highlight certain ones, and when I touch that rock, I'll feel the same way. And at night, when I take it out of my pocket and put it down, I'm going to appreciate the things that happened that day and ask myself, 'What did I learn?'" And I started doing that years ago, and that's nothing more than a system. And so we have built the whole quadrant living experience. Everything that we're doing around LeeBrower.com and everything is built upon how do we set up elegant, simple systems that get us into motion, that follow fundamental principles and laws that allow us to achieve more. And if we can do that, then if we will just follow those systems, my prediction is that every single one of us can have exponential results.
And that's what I love about what you do, Lee, because we are demystifying our absolute abundance and prosperity. If for so many people it's been this elusive dream, and what I'm hearing you say is it is not elusive. You can dream, but we can achieve exponential results by following a system and a system that works.
Absolutely. You know, all progress begins by telling the truth. Where am I now? You have to acknowledge where I am now. What ground am I standing on now? And then you've got to get really clear about the vision of where you're going. If you get clear, clarity always brings energy. And so that's got to precede action. Get really clear about where you're going. It gives you the energy to then get into motion. And then you start adding balance by utilizing the quadrants so that you touch each one of the quadrants every single day. We have a tradition in our family. How do you touch contribution every single day? How do you give to others? We have a tradition in our family. At least once a day, we try and do something for others. If I go through a drive-through restaurant, we've developed a habit of buying for the car behind us just because of what it does for us. What it does for us, not what it does for them, what it does for us. And by touching these quadrants, you stay in motion in each of the four areas. And so balance is something that gives you speed. You will get things done faster if you have this balance in your life. And then focus. Focus on those activities that are essential. Be willing to not do activities that are important so that you can do the essential. And when you do that, you're going to have accuracy. You're going to be able to focus on those activities that generate the greatest results. Now, truly, if you've got clarity, which gives energy, if you've got balance, which gives you speed, eliminates that wobble in your life, if you will, you've got focus that gives you accuracy so that you're more efficient, you're going to have more confidence. And in my opinion, confidence is the greatest attractant out there, true confidence. The difference, arrogance is an outward display of a lack of confidence. You cannot have true confidence without having that clarity, balance, and focus. And you get the achievement, that wisdom that gives you confidence. And confidence attracts great relationships. Confidence attracts great opportunities.
And I love what you're saying, because confidence also attracts other confident people. And together we get to build a community of people that know about contributing. Lee Brower, you're one of those people. You contribute to many, many people. I'm so grateful for today's show and all that you do. Lee Brower, go check it out, LeeBrower.com. Thank you for joining us today, Lee.
Oh, thank you. I'm humbled by this experience. You do marvelous work. Continue it. Keep it going.
Absolutely. And I want to tell you, this book that Lee has got coming out, you can go to his website, LeeBrower.com. Check it out. The book is available right now, pre-order. And this is the system we've been talking about. This is such an amazing show. And Lee, you are such an amazing individual. Thank you for keep giving back to the people in the way that you do.
Thank you.
I want to thank all our listeners. Again, you all are the best. You have helped and supported us to where we are today. We keep paying attention to what you want to hear, the direction you want to go. You are absolutely phenomenal. And know that you are on the verge. You're ready. You're there for your exponential results. Step forward this week in absolute confidence. Do not let anyone shake your conviction. This life is yours to live. Know it, live it, breathe it, and love it. Until next week, I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. We'll see you next week right here on VoiceAmerica.com. Make it happen.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Tuesday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.